Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of sin is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to the name of Jesus. Come on and give God praise wherever you are today. Come on and just give him praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We just give God the praise today. Good morning, brothers and sisters, and welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, taking you from the status quo of everyday life to glory, to glory, to glory in our Savior, Jesus Christ, with a new topic, prayer, altar call, and then ending with assigning your task for today. I am your host, Evangelist Rossi Williams, host of Daily Fire, Hot Manna for Your Soul, and Real Talk, Grown Folks Bible Study. Our topic for today's Daily Fire is dealing with familiar spirits. Dealing with familiar spirits. And we are in the book of, 1 Samuel, chapter 28. And we are going to start today at verse 7. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in live with me to both podcasts. On Monday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern, when I'm live on Daily Fire, you can tune in by dialing 323-870-4180. On Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern, when I'm live on Real Talk, Grown Folks Bible Study, where I take your questions, comments, and prayer requests on air, you can tune in by dialing that same number, 323-870-4180, or online from my ministry website, rossi.org. Now, to ensure that you do not miss any of these powerful teachings, I'm asking that you follow the podcast so the recordings will be text to you if you can't tune in live. Follow by texting the message DF to phone number 33222. That's D as in daily, F as in fire, only two letters in the message, DF, to phone number 33222, and you'll receive a confirmation text. Finally, if you are unable to write this down, all of this information is on my ministry website, rossi.org, as well as the ability to contact me with your prayer requests, your testimonies, your invitations or booking requests, to donate or sow a seed to Rossi Williams Ministries, which can also be done via Cash App at $RossiWilliams. That's R-A-W-S-I. As well as to see my itinerary and everything else that you need to know. It's on the website, rossi.org, rawsi.org. Make sure you visit today. Now, you should have your Bibles ready. Let's get into this word. I'm in the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 28, beginning with verse 7. Then said Saul unto his servants, and I'm reading from the KJV, "Seek me a woman that hath a familiar spirit, that I may go to her and inquire of her." And his servant said to him, "Behold, there is a woman that hath a familiar spirit at Endor." And Saul disguised himself and put on other raiment, and he went and two men with him. And they came to the woman by night, and he said, "I pray thee, divine unto me by the familiar spirit, and bring me him up, whom I shall name unto thee." And the woman said unto him, "Behold, thou knowest what Saul hath done, how he hath cut off those that have familiar spirits, and the wizards out of the land. Wherefore then layest thou a snare for my life, to cause me to die?" And Saul sware to her by the Lord, saying, as the Lord liveth, there shall no punishment happen to thee for this thing. Then said the woman, whom shall I bring up unto thee? And he said, bring me up Samuel. And when the woman saw Samuel, she cried with a loud voice. And the woman spoke to Saul, saying, why hast thou deceived me? For thou art Saul. And the king said unto her, be not afraid, for what sawest thou? And the woman said unto Saul, I saw God ascending out of the earth. And he said unto her, what form is he of? And she said, an old man cometh up, and he is covered with a mantle. And Saul perceived that it was Samuel, and he stooped with his face to the ground and bowed himself. Now listen at what Samuel says. And Samuel said to Saul, why hast thou disquieted me to bring me up? And Saul answered, I am sore distressed, for the Philistines make war against me, and God is departed from me, and answereth me no more, neither by prophets nor by dreams. Therefore I have called thee, that thou mayest make known unto me what I shall do. Then said Samuel, wherefore then dost thou ask of me, seeing the Lord is departed from thee, and it's become thine enemy. Hallelujah. Let's give God praise for the reading of his word. I read down through the 15th verse. Again, we were in 1 Samuel chapter 28, and we read verses 7 through 15. What is our topic for today? Repeat after me. Dealing with familiar spirits. Many times I have heard people talk about going to see the medium. That's what we call them now, mediums. But as we saw in the Old Testament, they were called, you know, those who dealt with or sought out familiar spirits, or it's called divining. And what they're wanting to do is they're wanting people to try to go beyond and let them speak with someone whom they saw that they had no closure with. If I could just speak to my mother, if I could just speak to my father, oh, I want to talk to grandma and see what grandma would say about this. Dealing with familiar spirits. And so they're seeking some kind of advice, glory. Or they're seeking just to see and talk with the person one more time whom God has already call home. And so they're asking or wanting that person to maybe tell them something. And so they'll ask the medium or the diviner to, you know, ask the person to say something that only he or she would know. And so they are then opening themselves up to familiar spirits, glory. In the book of 1 Samuel 28, verses 7 through 15 that I just read unto you, we see that Saul, who was the king at that time, whom had been anointed by God to be that first king of Israel, or the people, you know, they wanted a king so much. God was leading them, but no, they wanted a king to be like the other countries, the other people. So Saul became their first king, and God had departed from him because Saul was in such a wicked and sinful and rebellious state. He was not listening to God. But rather than get himself right, rather than repent, he thought that he would seek out advice from the prophet Samuel, who was already dead. And so he went to the soothsayer, the diviner. What did it say in verse 7? He said unto his servants, seek me a woman that hath a familiar spirit. Glory. And so then when we got further down, it said that she began to divine unto him. He asked her in verse 8, divine unto me. In other words, look into, as we would call it, the crystal ball. going to a place that is not where God would have you to be, and bring this person up to me. But when Samuel was encountered, he said to him, why are you doing this? I already know you're doing it because the Lord is no longer in your midst. He's not guiding you. He went so far as to say it's because he has departed from you. Brothers and sisters, there are many of you seeking answers from places in which you ought not. Calling in on those hotlines. Come on now. Going to the palm reader glory. Going to people who don't have the spirit of the Lord God. Seeking advice and asking them what you should do. Going in and having seances and all of these things. I even read an article yesterday about some group of people who had crafted the largest Ouija board ever. And their goal is to try to use that thing for Halloween. There are some of you, even for Halloween, who get so far into it. I mean, I don't celebrate it, because how can I celebrate something that its entire purpose is to celebrate devils, demons? It's not even saying let's just give children candy. Its whole purpose, its whole design is to celebrate something that is demonic. But I know some of you in a lot of churches have turned around and made it Hallelujah night. And I can tell you that years ago when I did used to give out candy, I used to say no one could get candy coming to my door saying trick or treat. They had to say Hallelujah. And then when I open a door, I have so much candy, but then they had to give me a Bible verse. And it was so funny because you could hear kids saying, trick or treat, right up till they got to me. Then you could hear them change it to Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Hallelujah. Then I opened the door. They all said Jesus wept. You know, that was their Bible verse. They'd get their candy. But for that one moment in time, at least God got some glory. And they had to give him some glory. But now I don't even do that. But I know many of you do different things to change what the devil has designed for evil into good. So I'm not here to try to berate you as to what you do for that night, as much as to show you glory that you got to come out of seeking the wrong spirit. Seeking the wrong advice, going to those who are set up to do nothing but to take you to a place where God has not designed for you to go to. The dead are dead. Glory, Jesus. Now, I'm not talking about sometimes you may be dreaming and God shows you something in a dream. But here what we saw is someone seeking out the dead, seeking out the familiar spirits. You have this a lot of times, and you need to beware of that, because there are people who do have the ability to divine. It's not something that's used for the glory of God. The ability to speak in and see things. For everything that God has, Satan has a counterfeit. God has a prophet who can look in and see the future and speak, you know, and I don't mean they can see it like a crystal ball, but who can give you a revelation of the future through the anointing of the Lord Jesus. And so Satan has a counterfeit. He has a diviner and soothsayer. And many times, those people will get close to you, and they have familiar spirits. In other words, spirits that can divine people or ascertain people who were close to you, or spirits that were close to you. And here you are thinking that they're coming from God because, oh, they said something that only the other person could know, or only someone who has the ability to see a spirit could know. Right. The ability to see familiar spirits. And you'll know them by their fruit. Glory. Because only those who are living under the anointing of Christ can bring forth the anointing and good fruit. And only those who are the counterfeit live under the darkness and the disguise of Satan. But most importantly, you're supposed to know the Spirit of God. Glory. Jesus said, my sheep know my voice, and another will they not follow. This is how people are in churches, following pastors that are leading them into damnation. This is how people are in churches, letting pastors, you'll see it many times on the internet, they come in and they're touching them on their crotch and vagina, talking about, I'm delivering them from prostitution or from promiscuity. What man is supposed to be literally laying his hand on your vagina? Pastors who have women performing oral sex on them, talking about that is to release the women, and women are doing it, lining up to do it, to release them from promiscuity. Pastors who are fathering children and sleeping with multiple women in the congregation, women and men out there eating grass, because this is what the pastor is telling them to do, dealing with familiar spirits, spirits that are not of God, spirits that have just enough of the counterfeit glory, a revelation to lead you into a place that God has not taken you. And you'll know it because you're seeking them. Because just as with Saul, God's spirit has departed from you. You know it, because Saul said he wouldn't answer me. Samuel said himself that, well, he wouldn't answer me through the prophets. He wouldn't answer me in prayer. He wouldn't do these things. So instead of me getting myself right, I just said I'll turn to what the world offers. Familiar spirits. Divination. You locked up with people who are not supposed to be in your life, all intertwined with them. And now you're so far gone from what God has ordained that you can't even hear from him anymore. When you hear a voice, you don't know if it's God's voice or Satan's voice because you're out of place, Jesus. You're the spirit in a place of rebellion. You're out of place. And because you're out of place, any diviner, any soothsayer, any person can speak into your life and you will listen. Jesus, dealing with familiar spirits, those things which ought to have been closed and gone, those people which ought to have been closed and gone, those people who have transitioned and passed over, those people in your life who are not giving you godly advice. Oh, I know it's good word, but we got to go into prayer. Father, we come today in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we glorify you. We thank you. We sanctify ourselves, Lord. We consecrate ourselves as we come before you. We set ourselves apart. Father, we ask forgiveness of our sin. We rebuke, Father, all of the wrong spirits within us. We send them away in the name of Jesus. And we come, Father, clothed in the mercy, the anointing, and the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Seeking your will. Seeking your advice and asking forgiveness, Father, for our rebellion and disobedience. Asking forgiveness, Lord, for seeking out answers from ungodly people and ungodly places with ungodly thoughts and ungodly lives. For sitting up under people, Father, who are not living the life, Father, Jesus. Instead of repenting, Lord, instead of repenting and asking you, Father, what is it that you want us to do? Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Father, because we didn't want to live right. We didn't want to hear a right word, a tight word, a sanctified word, a holy word. So, Father, we turned away and went to those, Lord, who are caught up in demonic things. Jesus, to seek your will. But we were rebuked. The Holy Spirit rebuked us and said, get back to where you're supposed to be. Get in position. Get in place. Seek God. Seek God. Seek God. Long for him. Thirst after him. Pursue him. And he will answer you. He will answer you. He will answer you. He will answer you. He will open the doors and he will do what you need if you will seek God. Hallelujah. So, Father, we just call on your mercy. Jesus. Repenting from our rebellious ways.
repenting, Father, from our disobedient ways. We want to be positioned to receive the very best that you have for us every day of our lives. So, Lord, hallelujah, we cast away everything that's not like you. And we invite your presence back into our lives, back into our spirits. We invite Jesus Christ. And we will forever give your name the glory. In Jesus' name, everybody say, I will seek the will of God from God. Say it again, I will seek the will of God from God. Amen. Come on and just worship him. Just praise him wherever you are. Just lift your hands and worship him as I give the altar call. And then we will end with our task for today. Just worship him. Just begin to tell him, I invite you in, Jesus. Tell him, I invite you in right now, Jesus. For those of you who are unsaved or backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and I ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. Now, Lord, I confess that I will seek your will from you, glory. Now, Lord, I confess that I will seek your will from your word in the name of Jesus. Amen. Welcome to the family. Welcome to the family. Everyone, remember that staying saved includes spending quality time with the Lord every day. So make sure you set aside that time at a time for you when you know you will not be distracted. And that includes tuning in with me live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern for Daily Fire and Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern for Real Talk, Grown Folks Bible Study. You can always tune in online from rawsi.org, rawsi.org. There's even a one-click button that you can call in from as well. All right, just praise the Lord. Our topic for today is dealing with familiar spirits. Your task for today is to cast aside everything that's not like God. Do not take advice from people who cannot invoke the word and will of God and seek God for what you want. I promise you, he sees the end before the beginning. So any advice that he gives you will be better than anyone else's, including mine. Seek the Lord. I love you, and I'll see you tomorrow morning.
It's been a long time coming, but I know.